On a red cassette. On a red cassette I didn't know existed, my sister and I share breakfast. I hold court and commandeer the microphone, slurping and breathing through my mother's muesli into its black plastic grill, in a voice and an accent I don't recognize. Breakfast's beautiful, eh? I'm 5 or 6, and my sister, 2 or 3, concurs in a sweet, familiar croak, as the long, narrow kitchen we're in expands around us in 70s browns and yellows and oranges. I'm there between the fridge and the bench, but my 5-year-old self and my little sister are too absorbed to notice me. A spectator at the cramped round table, covered in a plastic floral cloth, spilt milk beading its surface, I'm oblivious, my 5-year-old self, to everything but breakfast and my sister and the rolling tape recorder, its play and record buttons clicked firmly down, the sliding on switch on its silver plastic handheld mic rough between my thumb. My mother's here too, at the worn, sharp-edged acrylic bench. I'm next to her, older than she, and we're standing looking out through the kitchen window ajar above the sink, at the backyard plastered in garish morning sunlight. Her face is passive, and she doesn't squint against the brightness that flashes on the white windowsill. Now it's evening and my father's drinking beer and smoking cigarettes at the brown-tiled serving bar between the kitchen and the lounge. The tile edging behind his back is chipped. Some of the tiles are missing, showing the flaked brown grout and yellow glue and mesh, and you can lift the edge row up with your finger so that it flaps like a shin split open on the edge of a park bench. One of the legs of the tall yellow wooden stool my father is sitting on is bound with string, also yellow, painted over by my mother. My father says fuck once or twice, and he seems in a good after-work mood, but he's slurring, and I'm afraid he might lose his temper and start saying fuck and fucking over and over again. But he doesn't. He just holds court in his striped after-work t-shirt and blue faded jeans, drinking beer and ashing cigarettes in the heavy, green crystal ashtray he has with him on the bar, the glint in his eye blunting as the gaudy 70s sunset coats us all in burnt orange.